Hi, I'm Von Rezibe, Ecosystem and Partnerships Associate at Beyond Form. Welcome to this episode from the Venturing into Fashion Tech podcast. One of the major innovations currently hyped in the fashion industry is digital design, an umbrella term that can be applied to any part of the fashion value chain, from designing in AI to virtual fittings in AR. Yenna Natazic, a digital leader specialized in corporate innovation and managing director at Lumish, joined us to speak about this topic today. Based in Switzerland, Lumish aims to create a community of brands, startups, investors, and a larger network to drive innovation in various industries, including fashion. In this episode, we will speak about their Fashion Innovation Award in partnership with Bally and how this is one of the examples of how they connect startups to the wider industry. Details such as what Bally is looking for and insights as to why the award exists in the first place will be discussed.
I think it's really an amazing opportunity for the winning startup that is going to get 6 months of the fully funded project. It's a boring area of the fashion industry, and that the industry is still looking for the best case examples as well.
Enjoy hearing about how to apply for this award and other exciting opportunities to innovate the fashion value chain. Hi, Yelena. Thank you for joining us today. It would be great to kickstart the podcast series or episode with what Lumish is and how startups are involved in this company.
Hello, team of Beyond Form. I'm very happy to be with you today, and thank you for inviting me. So Lumish is a Swiss-based fiduciary. We're effectively very actively working on bringing innovation across the lifestyle sector, so into the industries of food, luxury, design, travel, food, and so on. Also here in Switzerland, Lumish has partnered up with a number of very prominent players, including a fashion brand Guess, a luxury brand Bally, Microsoft, Accenture, and other tech leaders. And we created a Lifestyle Tech Competence Center. At the Lifestyle Tech Competence Center, we are actually working together on putting open innovation, R&D, startups, university researchers together in order to kind of push innovation into the industries that we are working on.
And how are the startups involved then in all of this exciting stuff?
Well, effectively, we involve startups mostly through our open innovation programs, meaning that we often get approached by brands who ask us to give them a hand with their innovation needs or innovation gaps, as we call them. And effectively, we start from design thinking workshops with the top management of the brand or several brands at times, where we identify the innovation challenges and opportunities for them, and which could be the technologies that could actually fill in the gaps that they're currently having. And then effectively our team goes out to scout for startups worldwide. So usually we are looking for B2B startups, so those that could be suppliers effectively to the brands that we are working with. And then we start from there and involve them into different awards programs, their different demo days and pitch days. And then usually most of those programs effectively finish with a proof of concept, if it is a very young startup or a startup that is just like a seed level, or sometimes we're really rolling out projects, like fully fledged projects with more mature startups as well.
Nice, that sounds really exciting. And obviously you have kind of your toes dipped in different industries, like you said there, from, you know, like food, travel, all the way up to fashion as well, which obviously is what we're focusing on actually for this podcast episode today, in terms of specifically your Fashion Innovation Award. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, and maybe some of our listeners may be interested in also participating.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much for this. It's a project, I must say, that we are very proud of here at Loomis, because we've been running it for the last 3 or 4 years, really looking into the fashion tech ecosystem throughout the world, so engaging companies from the Silicon Valley all the way through to Southeast Asia. So really very international and with a very wide scope of topics as well. Effectively, each year we focus on a specific topic. So in the past, we did a focus on AI fashion tech, for example, or fashion tech for sustainability. So it was around the year when there was the launch of the Fashion Pact, for example. Last year, we did a big focus on the metaverse and NFTs. This year, we are getting, let's say, a little bit more practical when it comes to the metaverse and NFT area, because we're taking a deep dive into the 3D design in general. So what we are looking for are the startups that are using 3D assets in order to either increase customer engagement in any of the possible ways, or helping brands to increase the operational efficiency, meaning applications of 3D in the design process or in the sampling process, wholesale, and so on. So effectively, what we are looking for are B2B or B2B2C startups that are in revenue. What is important is that the winner is going to receive the possibility to run a pilot with Bally. So it needs to be a startup that is up and running in a way, with already proof of concept in place, with a team that could serve a big international brand. So already it would be good that the startup has some client portfolio, have good credentials, a structured team, and obviously to have a solution that fits our list of requests. And we're looking actually very widely into the area of 3D and different applications in the fashion arena that include different augmented reality and mixed reality applications on mobile that could engage customers both online and offline, so in retail spaces. Then we're looking for virtual fitting and sizing applications, applications that facilitate interactive advertising, those that could help us perhaps generate some special personalized content for customers, those that could allow customers to create their own personalized looks, for example, and then the whole area of the production, where 3D is very widely applied, and more so recently. So reducing sampling, increasing efficiency during the design process, for example, and so on. So yeah, in a nutshell, that would be it. It would be great to hear from your listeners as well. And we're going to share, I think, the link of the startup call that is open until the end of September, so that they can have a look and apply.
Yeah, and I just want to just pick up slightly on one of the criteria that you just talked about there. So having had a proof of concept already, and I know that a lot of our listeners, they may be wondering, what does that mean specifically? And I don't know about you, Yelena, but from a lot of the startups that we deal with, proof of concept sometimes can mean very different things to different startups. So I'd like to see what is your perspective and how do you interpret proof of concept, and obviously specifically for this innovation award with Ballet.
Thank you for the question, Peter. And it's, I must say, also it's a very relevant one, just in order to set the expectations. So as I said, we are looking for startups that are already in business. So startups that already have had their real proof of concept, and effectively it would be rather a pilot project with Bally rather than a proof of concept itself. So the solution needs to be already a functioning solution that could then be applied to the Bally case. So, of course, if a startup, for example, needs additional, let's say, if a startup, for example, applies AI in some shape or form in order to train their AI models, Bali could actually give them a hand and give them more possibility kind of to access data, to access access kind of more kind of product details and so on. So let's say it would be more than just a supplier relationship. But effectively, what we are looking at having at the very end of the process is a functional app or a trial of an app or like a beta version of an app that works. What we are not interested in is engaging startups that are very early in their product development, so that they would need actually to refine their proof of concept through this project. So it is something that we actually, unfortunately, would not have the resources, the kind of the right kind of people to follow that on our side.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense because you know, a 6-month pilot is a very short time of space to actually get things going. So if the startup isn't ready to, you know, be integrated ASAP, then I think it defeats the object of them winning, really. And I think that's a really important distinction that we have to make, that, you know, there's proof of concept and actually functional, as you say, ready to be working with a fashion brand. We see that a lot of startups think that they are much further ahead than they actually are. So I always like to clarify that with people.
Yeah, we see that quite a lot, actually.
Yeah. I know also there are lots of cases where brands effectively ask startups to do stuff under the excuse of proof of concept, but then getting them sometimes to work for free as well. So this is something that I would really like to underline, that that the pilot would be actually paid. So it's not that it is actually a good opportunity for the winning startup to get actually a foothold with the right kind of people, with the right kind of team inside of the brand, and then perhaps after the pilot phase it might roll out into a real project that then will then continue as a kind of following the standard procedures, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and I think what's quite interesting as well about the prize is, and obviously in terms of just focusing on digital design in general, it's the fact that you've mentioned obviously it has to be B2B, of course, if they're working with Bali, but also it's the idea that it can be digital design applied to any part of the supply chain, specifically obviously the fashion supply chain. So I wonder how you can potentially define the importance of having such technologies across these different areas. You have kind of gotten into it a little bit previously, but can you go a bit deeper into maybe examples of projects that have excited you so far? Obviously nothing to do with maybe what you're working on right now, but maybe elsewhere that you may have seen with other startups.
Yeah, I think that it is really a booming area. So a couple of years ago, it was something that we were really looking at with interest. I suppose it's the area that has been accelerated really strongly by the pandemic, by the fact that many things have moved online, that there was no possibility at a certain point also to be physically in touch, to be in touch physically with the product as well. So it is something that in a positive way actually has been accelerated by the pandemic. And we as a team at the Lifestyle Tech Competence Center have moved in 2 years from just curiously kind of observing with curiosity this area all the way to having a team of people working on 3D design, supporting brands in different areas. So really lately I really get to see many different projects kind of covering different parts of the fashion value chain as well. Let's say starting from the design process, so the move from 2D to 3D, you using the programs such as Cloud3D, but there are many, many others as well that we are testing, that we are also applying when it comes to the projects that we are doing with some brands. So that is a big shift that has been going on for several years now in fashion. And here, for example, at the Lifestyle Tech Competence Center, we're working with the brand Guess, where we are supporting them in the migration of their design process to 3D. What does it mean? It means training their entire design team to use these new product, these new programs, kind of teaching them and kind of working hand in hand in developing the first collections in 3D. So it's really very exciting, and it's in fashion. I mean, it's being really on the edge of digital transformation in fashion design, I would say. Then when it comes to sampling, for example, it is also a very interesting area because it is connected very nicely to sustainability because it helps reduce waste. So being that in the traditional process of fashion product creation, we would start from 2D design and then doing paper models and then sending the brief for samples to the factories, and then ending up with maybe like 10 different dresses in different colors with some different applications and so on, and then maybe deciding just to keep one of them, and with 9 other samples, like first we incurred costs of kind of transportation, production, materials, labor and so on. But then just at the end, deciding not to use them. And then some brands do have sample sales, for example. Some brands don't. So with 3D design, this process is really much leaner because it allows the designers and the entire design team actually to see different samples, to see what they could look like, and actually to reduce the number of items that are really physically made. But then the beauty of it, so even starts from there when it comes to the application, which means that you can create a 3D model of a garment. You can decide that it is something that maybe your customers would like, but you don't have to produce it immediately. What you can do, being that the rendering is really high fidelity and it really looks like a kind of real life physical item, you can put it on the website and you can see if it gets any orders, and you can get into the made to order business model, where you could effectively only create the items that are that have been ordered. Obviously, it is something that you could do in the luxury industry. You cannot do it on the mass market sale. Scale. But on the other hand, it can also help brands that are much bigger, that have bigger volumes. It can support brands operationally, for example, in the e-commerce optimization. So today, in order to shoot a collection, you would need to produce it first. It would need to be delivered, and then it would need to be sent to the photo studios, worn by the models, photographs, then there is a post-production, and then you put it on the website. With 3D design, you can directly take the 3D imagery and put it on the website. It already looks real life, and you have actually cut all the costs effectively of everything in the middle. You can, if you're a big brand, you can decide maybe just to do the shoot of the basic of the kind of the most important items of your collection, and everything else that is not worn by the models, which on e-commerce usually many of the items are not worn by real life models. It can be directly put from uh, from the 3D rendering onwards. So really, there are lots of applications, and there is. I think that we are getting most of the buzz from the marketing side. So usage of digital assets in gaming, so NFTs, product personalization, so all the, let's say, more flashy stuff. But I would say that there is a lot when it comes to the process optimization, the production process as well, where 3D can really, really help change the industry.
Yeah, well, you've really taken us through kind of like the full picture of what, you know, digital, well, applying digital aspects to fashion can really offer throughout the value chain. And all of that is really obviously exciting and innovative, and can, as you said, can help with so many things such as cost, time, and obviously sustainability as well. But I guess with all of that comes also the challenges behind making all that work, or with all the shiny things at the end. What are those challenges that you think, you know, startups may have experienced in this field, or in certain aspects of trying to apply this these types of technologies into the value chain in fashion?
Well, from what I have seen is, I think that the biggest challenge is the fact that that projects like these are deeply embedded in a way into the brand's workflows. So it is not just getting a startup, it's not just about getting a startup that is effectively a brand supplier, and then they deliver a project like they would deliver a kind of photo shoot for a campaign or a social media campaign or something end to end, and that's it. If we are talking about the application of 3D in the design process, in the sampling process, in e-commerce and so on, it means that the entire team on the brand side needs to be engaged. They need to also start changing their modus operandi. They need to start changing their workflows. And also, they need to do it in parallel while doing their day-to-day, because their day-to-day is still 2D. So I believe that from what I've seen so far, that is for the brands that are ready, obviously, to make this leap, that is the biggest challenge. So the willingness is there, but operationally, it is really, really challenging juggling the 2D entry at the same time and trying to deliver it in the best way possible.
I think that's an interesting point you make there, Yelena, because a lot of startups that we work with get confused as to, oh, you know, we know that 3D is the future, we know that AI is the future, why aren't the brands adopting it quicker, essentially? And I think you encapsulated it there. There's just so many operational challenges that a brand has to go through in order to make it actually work. And I think, you know, for our listeners, we want to just drum that point through. I think, you know, there's just a lot of things happening that just presents so many challenges there.
Exactly, yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying about the general challenges that some people aren't aware of. And it is great to have that ambition, obviously, in order to hopefully one day innovate and have something super polished in the end. But obviously the process takes some time and a little bit of testing and things like that, which obviously brings me to what we briefly discussed earlier about piloting, which was obviously one of the prizes for this Fashion Innovation Award with Bally. So I guess, why do you think Bally chose this theme specifically of kind of digital design and, you know, the B2B aspect with virtual fitting, AR, all of those things as part of, you know, the brief for this innovation award? And yeah, why was that a critical point for their business?
Well, I'd say that in general, 3D in fashion today is something that any relevant fashion brand must look at. So it's something that that you cannot. So it is the topic is ripe now that you cannot avoid looking at it. Then obviously it depends on the brand how they are going to actually tailor the experience, how they are going to adopt the technology in order to fit their needs. So I think that it was very natural that that it came from Bali, that this was one of the topics. What we also found is that, so we work effectively with the entire top management of Bali, and it is one of the topics that, that is kind of cross departments. So if we were asked, for example, to look at the, I don't know, interactive advertising only, it would be just marketing. But this is really 3D is one of the few topics that that actually requires the engagement of many different departments, and that actually is soliciting interest as well of many different departments. So starting from the design and product development, but all the way effectively to logistics, to marketing, to the physical retail, and so on. So that is effectively the main reason why we went with this topic this year. And I think it's really an amazing opportunity for the winning startup that is going to get 6 months of the fully funded project on this topic, because as you were mentioning earlier on, it's a booming area of the fashion industry, and I think that the industry is still looking for the best case, the best case examples as well, in different applications. There is a lot of amazing work that has been done, like more on the front end, so more on the kind of virtual fashion shows and metaverse and digital garments, for example. So really cool stuff happening in that area. But there is a lot of things that still needs to happen, like behind the scenes, in the not on the marketing front, when it comes to the 3D application. So I'm really, really excited. I'm really excited to learn actually who the finalists will be, and we are looking really with interest into all the applications that are. We have several dozen of applications so far, and it's really a very interesting field to look at.
I think even like the mentorship that comes with the prize, I think is really good to kind of put people back into, you know, into that focus as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is crucial, actually, and thank you for mentioning that, because one thing I see working with startups is that often there are some very interesting solutions, but sometimes the founders actually have had very little experience in the fashion industry and don't fully understand kind of the dynamics and the efforts needed in the background. So the mentorship part is very important, and knowing actually which problem for the industry you're resolving, it really, I think it takes a couple of years for the startups really to kind of to get it right precisely, and that is why we are offering a lot of mentorships from the people that are really hands-on in the industry and that can help the startups actually refine that area.
How do you think other luxury brands can maybe follow suit with activities like these, where they're really kind of hands-on with startups, but also just innovation and, you know, innovating their actual value chain?
I think that what needs to be, like any startup needs to start from, like, which problem am I resolving for the industry? Each brand needs to start from their own strategy. So how much sense does it make for my brand positioning, my price point, my ideal customer and so on? How much sense does it make that I start introducing all these 3D stuff? And the answer for each brand is different. So for some brands that are more, let's say that have younger audiences, it really makes sense going into gaming. Some others, probably it wouldn't be the first thing on the list. There are some brands that have made a lot of very strong environmental commitments and kind of sustainability targets and so on, looking at how 3D could help in the design, sampling, logistics, reducing the impact and so on, could make sense. Some others, for example, that are more on the luxury end, are already almost in the area of made to order and don't need those things. So it really is something that needs to be carefully looked at and then decided what makes sense for the brand, what doesn't. What I'm seeing from the industry at the moment is that a lot of brands are still in the discovery phase of understanding actually what are the possibilities that the technology can offer, what are the possibilities that that these kind of collaborations with startups could give them, how they could scale that up, and so on. So obviously there are some brands that are quite far ahead, but I would say that like the median of the industry is in the discovery phase at the moment. And also through the competition such as the Fashion Innovation Award, we'll be doing lots of publicity with our finalists, for instance, and so on. And we're actually allowing everybody that is in our network to discover those startups and their solutions as well.
Which is great. And yeah, like you said, I think in terms of brands really getting to know or getting to grips with what they would be interested in fashion tech, definitely still in discovery phase for that. So hopefully maybe by seeing more initiatives that, you know, Loomish has to offer, potentially that could kickstart some of that with different brands as well. And obviously not to mention some events that you have previously done and also that hopefully we may be looking forward to. Do you think there are any more that we can know about?
Absolutely. So this year we have one day that I'm really looking forward to, which is the November 16th, and in Lausanne, which is in the French part of Switzerland, in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, which is effectively the home of the hard luxury. So it's the place where the Richemont Group is and all the big kind of Swiss watchmakers. We're going to make the e-luxury summit, which is effectively going to be an event that will gather at least over 100 of decision makers that are working on the innovation in the luxury sector. So it's going to be a very, very exciting day, I believe. And that will be followed on the 16th. We will be hosted by the business school in Lausanne. It's called HEC. There we're going to organize the demo day of the Fashion Innovation Award. So effectively all the finalists of the award, it will be around 10 startups that we are going to invite to the finals. We'll also get the tickets to the e-luxury summit and get the chance to meet different decision makers from the luxury industry as well. And I hope to see you guys there as well.
Hopefully we can make it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess for some of the startups listening to this podcast episode right now are probably thinking, okay, this sounds exciting, but how can I maybe be involved? I guess obviously one of the ways could be through this Fashion Innovation Award and maybe future events. But on the topic of the Fashion Innovation Award, how could they get in touch and what are the kind of application tips that you can give?
Well, we have a dedicated landing page for the Fashion Innovation Awards. We're going to share the link with you, so that you can share them with everybody that will be listening to this podcast. Effectively, the application form is really simple, and it doesn't take long to fill it in. We ask. There are a few fields that you need to fill in, and then share your pitch deck with us. Tell us a little bit more about the solution, how it could fit Bali, and so on. So really, really simple. And then another thing that I could invite you to do is to follow Lumish and to follow the Lifestyle Tech Competence Center on LinkedIn. So it is our main channel of communication for the time being. And also feel free to also connect with me on LinkedIn, and then we can take it from there. So we are always looking forward to meeting kind of new and up and coming startups. So do get in touch.
Well, you've heard it there, guys. Hopefully we get to see some of your applications and maybe see you in Lausanne as well later on down this year. But thank you so much, Yelena, for your time today. I think it's been quite an interesting conversation regarding the award, but also what's happening in digital design and everything around that.
Thank you very much for the invitation once again. And I look forward to listening to this podcast and many others that will come.
Thank you for listening. We will be releasing episodes at least once a month, with each episode featuring a different topic. We'll also have guests joining us, such as founders from our portfolio of startups and fashion industry insiders from our incredible network, to bring further discussions on sustainability, fresh perspectives on design, and many more all related to fashion tech. Be sure to check us out on social media at beyondform_io, as well as our website beyondform.io for updates. Beyond Form brings human and financial resources together to launch and scale early stage fashion tech startups with ambitious founders. We hope to potentially see some of you joining our venture studio very soon. Don't forget to drop us a line if you'd like to hear us talk about a specific topic. Until next time.